Sunday, July 20th, sixth Sunday after Pentecost. The Epistle from the Letter of St. Paul to the Romans, chapter 6, verses 3 through 11. Brethren, all we who are baptized in Christ Jesus are baptized in his death. For we are buried together with him by baptism unto death, that as Christ is risen from the dead by the glory of the Father, so we also may walk in the newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin may be destroyed, and that we may serve sin no longer. For he that is dead is justified from sin. Now if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall live also together with Christ, knowing that Christ rising again from the dead dieth now no more. Death shall no more have dominion over him. For in that he died to sin, he died once, but in that he liveth unto God. So do you also reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Haydock Commentary. The Apostle here alludes to the manner of administering the sacrament of baptism, which was then done by immersion or by plunging the person baptized under the water, in which he finds a resemblance of Christ's death and burial underground, and of its resurrection to an immortal life. So must we after baptism rise to lead a quite different life, having been also, when we were baptized and made Christians, planted as branches engrafted in Christ. Let us endeavor to bring forth the fruits of a virtuous life. Our corrupt state, subject to sin and concupiscence, coming to us from Adam, is called our old man, as our state reformed in and by Christ is called the new man, and the vices and sins which then ruled in us are named the body of sin. The old and sinful man we must look upon as crucified with him, and the body of sin, or our sinful body, destroyed. We must look upon ourselves as dead to sin, and that we must sin no more, as Christ being once risen dies no more. He that is dead is justified from sin. Some translate, is freed from sin. This is true, but perhaps it is better to retain the word justified, which is observed to be a law word used in courts of justice, where to be justified is to be acquitted, so that a man cannot be questioned again on that account. And so are sinners when their sins are forgiven. Christ died to sin in the sense that he destroyed other men's sins, he himself being incapable of sinning. The Gospel from Mark chapter 8, verses 1 through 9. At that time, when there was a great multitude with Jesus, and they had nothing to eat, calling his disciples together, he saith to them, I have compassion on the multitude, for behold, they have now been with me 3 days, and have nothing to eat. And if I shall send them away fasting to their home, they will faint in the way, for some of them came from afar off. And his disciples answered him, From whence can anyone fill them here with bread in the wilderness? And he asked them, How many loaves have ye? Who said, 7. And he commanded the people to sit down on the ground. And taking the 7 loaves, giving thanks, he broke and gave to his disciples to set before the people. And they had a few little fishes, and he blessed them, and commanded them to be set before them. And they did eat, and were filled. And they took up that which was left of the fragments, 7 baskets. And they that had eaten were about 4,000. And he sent them away. Haydock Commentary. After the multitude had eaten and were filled, they did not take the remains, but these the disciples collected, as in the former miracle of the multiplication of the loaves. By this circumstance we are taught to be content with what is sufficient, and to seek no unnecessary supplies. We may likewise learn from this stupendous miracle the providence of God and his goodness, who sends us not away fasting, but wishes all to be nourished and enriched with his grace. So says Theophylactus. Thus does our Lord verify in his works what he has promised in his instructions, that if we will seek in the first instance the kingdom of God and his justice, that all necessary things shall be added unto us. By the gathering up of the fragments that remained, he not only made the miracle more striking to the multitude and to the apostles, but has also left us a practical lesson, how in the midst of plenty, which proceeds from the munificence of heaven, we must suffer no waste.